Hey everybody, welcome to the next episode. Today we're talking about Hotel Artemis. So I'm going to first off say that I love this movie. I love this movie for a lot of reasons, but I'm also going to say that people have told me I like really crap movies. So I don't know if this is a crap movie as far as other people are concerned, but I believe it's a good one. So, I will tell you, there may be a Marvel connection to this movie, maybe not. I don't know, I read a lot into things. I'm a little off that way. I don't know if there is or not. But, I'll tell you that in this movie, the thing that I really liked about it is it's all kind of silly. I think this movie really works as a comedy. That's how I saw it. Other people may not have seen it that way. It's billed as like a thriller. You know, it's billed as this sort of hotel where all sorts of bad guys come, and that's what I got from the trailers, and I thought there was going to be some action, maybe some scary moments. I don't know what I thought. Went in there, and none of that happened. It was completely awesome, though, because it was kind of a crap movie. There was all the famous people in this movie, which I really liked. Jodie Foster was in this movie. I really enjoy Jodie Foster, although she broke my heart. When I was about, when I was somewhere in my 20s, and I realized she wasn't into dudes. And probably not dudes who are a good 20 years younger than she is. So, regardless of that, she's in it. I liked it. Batista's in it. Batista's everywhere. Dave Batista is pretty awesome. And I will tell you that in this movie, he does what I want him to do. Okay, if you're ever looking at previews of movies and you're like, Dave Bautista's in it, he may not be a great actor. I don't know if he's a great actor or not. I'm not the judge of actors. But I will tell you, if you put Batista in front of an army, in front of a gang, in front of bad guys, and he's opposing them, great idea. I will watch any movie where Batista smashes and breaks things. Because it's hilarious and Batista's awesome. The other thing you can guarantee, if you're looking and it's got Batista in it and you're wondering, I don't know if he's really going to break stuff, if he's self-deprecating. Any movie where he's self-deprecating is funny. I think it's funny when people make fun of themselves in general, but I think it's especially funny when a giant who spent his whole life in sports doing things makes fun of himself because, come on, you're not going to make fun of him to his face. The thing that gets me about this movie, there's a couple of things I didn't necessarily like. One of those things are, it's a dystopian future. And I don't understand when we have these movies where everything is shit, but everybody seems to be okay with it. You know, everybody, all the main characters of the movie are okay with it. Obviously, outside there's riots going on, things blowing up. And, that's cool. You know, that's cool. Everybody in the world isn't okay with it. But everybody in this hotel seems to be fine with it. So that's one thing that kind of pisses me off a little bit. But this particular future is where, you know, Donald Trump is taken over and he's sold all of our everything to corporations. So you got, similar to today, you've got CEOs that have been stealing money from you for years in charge of the necessities. So the particular issue with the movie is the water is owned by a corporation and they've shut it off in L.A. So the people are rioting because it's L.A. and that's what people do in L.A. when they get pissed off. So they're rioting, the police are trying to kill the people are trying to kill the police, and this hotel is completely locked down, state-of-the-art things in it, locks and doors and what have you, so nobody can get in. It's pretty secure. And it happens to be owned by the bad guy. So the deal with this hotel is it's not so much a hotel as it is a place to get fixed up. You got Jodie Foster, and she's the one who fixes you up. And it's her and Batista inside. He's the one who does whatever she says. And it's kind of a funny dynamic to have that in there. But bad guys show up. If she's got space, she'll fix you up. Then you got to get the hell out. It costs money to get in. Only bad guys know, you know, the secret way to get in. But it's owned by the ultimate bad guy, which is Jeff Goldblum. Why is the Grandmaster in there? I have no idea, but he's creepy and hilarious and everything. I love Jeff Goldblum because he's creepy and hilarious. He can't do a proper bad guy. I am not scared of Jeff Goldblum. I don't think anybody's scared of Jeff Goldblum. But everybody's creeped out by him, and it's one of the funnier things you can do in a movie, and he seems to be in all of them right now. But this is where we kind of meet the Marvel connection, maybe. You have Batista, right, who's Drax. You have the Grandmaster, Jeff Goldblum, who's the Wolf King, I guess they call him in this movie. He's the head of everything. And I don't know if that's on purpose. What I'm thinking is, it probably is. This is further in the future. Thanos has done his thing. Everybody's kind of pissed off. You get the Grandmaster and Drax. They roll up and they live in LA and kind of fuck shit up. Which is all you can ask for in a good movie. So, here's what I like about Batista. Alright, we're going to go back to Batista for a minute. Okay. Batista is a real no-shit tough guy. The reason I can say that is he's big and he kicks the shit out of everybody. Okay. It's not... I don't like any of those older movies that have tough guys in them, like Clint Eastwood, who, he's just an asshole with a gun. Guns don't make you tough. Being an asshole doesn't make you tough. Putting them together makes you less tough. Makes you an asshole with a gun. And Dave Bautista never uses a gun. He uses a knife in the Marvel movies. Other than that, he just kicks people's ass. In this movie, he uses an axe because, well, he can, and that's the way he rolls. So I really, really like that. It's also got Sterling K. Brown in it, the guy from This Is Us. If you haven't seen the show This Is Us, I'm not into it. It's a drama. It's about teenagers and whatnot, and that's okay. It's for somebody else. But I like that he was in this because he's not... He kind of plays an extra character. In the way that he's a really cool guy... And he's just not a dramatic actor. Everything he does kind of cracks me up, kind of makes me laugh. And in this, he makes the worst decisions every single time. And it makes me laugh. And it's kind of funny to me that that happens. The other reason I like this movie, it's very simple, no nonsense. People like movies with deeper meanings, and people like movies that move you, and people like movies that go out of their way to tell some sort of complex story. I don't give a shit. I don't want any of the complex stories. I don't like deeper meanings. I don't like to watch a movie and sort of have to unpackage what's happening and unpackage the connection. This is straightforward. It goes into it straight away, and it gets straight to the point, and that's why I like it. I think they kind of skewed... In the trailer, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy? My takeaway from this is the good guy, they wanted to be Sterling K. Brown. They wanted him to be the good guy. They wanted Jodie Foster to be the good guy. And guess what? They're not good guys. They're fucking assholes. They go through this movie and they kind of do things. And I think maybe it sort of feels like maybe the writers decided, maybe they're not quite the good guys. If you ask me, the good guy is Charlie Day. Charlie Day's hilarious in everything that he does, and this is no exception. He tries to be a dramatic actor, but Charlie Day's got a really high voice, and he's a really small guy, and I really appreciate watching him. I hope he doesn't take that as some sort of a dig. I'm not digging on him. I think he's really entertaining, but I don't buy him in a dramatic role in this. He sort of threatens people. He plays over-the-top arms dealer, and he's only there until he can get his ticket out, and he's always got a way out with everything. You know, Charlie Day's kind of a bad dude. But he's not. He's really the good guy. You know, when I'm watching this movie, sure, he's an asshole to everybody. But, I mean, does a hero have to be a nice guy? I don't think the hero has to be a nice guy. But when you think about it, he's the guy who sells the guns, okay? Guns are illegal in L.A. in this movie. Only the cops can have guns. The good guys don't get guns. They're throwing Molotov cocktails. They're throwing rocks, bottles, whatever they can at the police. The police have guns. So the regular people, they don't get them. So they have to go to a guy to buy a gun illegally, right? To buy weapons, to protect themselves from these cops who are just shooting people on the streets, okay? Charlie Day is that guy. He gives those things to these people. He makes sure they're armed and they're protected from these really messed up police. And I think that's hilarious. Then he gets in a fight with these killers, right? Charlie Day is not a killer. He gets his ass kicked a little bit. But he's trying to get out of there. He's not trying to fight anybody. He's not trying to protect anybody. He's trying to get his ass out so he can live another day. Because if he does that, he can give guns to the people. And those people are who need them the most. He's also the only guy who's clever enough to break the rules of the hotel. There's no weapons in the hotel. Well, he's got you covered. He's got you covered. I'm not going to tell you how he does it, but he's got a way to get guns in the hotel. And when he gets them, he doesn't do shit with it. He's Charlie Day. He's not gonna stand a fight. But at least he's clever enough to protect himself in this whole situation. They have another good guy character. She's a lady. I can't remember her name, but she's an assassin, and she's, I guess, supposed to be the anti-hero. She kills bad guys, but in a bad way type situation, the Deadpool-esque. She's not. She's a straight-up bad guy. And the only good guy, Charlie Day, in this whole situation, she kicks his ass, and she keeps him there in the hotel. And I don't know. She probably, if you ask me, screwed all of the people in L.A. You know, L.A.'s going to be this huge police state now. The police are going to come over. They're going to be... they're not even going to be knocking on doors. They're just going to be blowing up buildings. They're going to be setting up shop. They're going to have forward operating bases everywhere. They're going to have, you know, 50 cows in the middle of the street. They're not scared. It's going to become this little police state and eventually become its own country. It's going to be completely run by corporations. And I don't know, maybe Monte Carlo after that. I have no idea. But the people who live in L.A., the people from L.A., people from L.A. for generations, they're just trying to get water. Water's turned off. Charlie Day's dead. The police are going to pretty much murder everyone. And that sucks. If you've been to L.A., you can kind of feel that's coming. This might be a documentary. I'm not really sure. Sterling K. Brown makes the dumbest decisions you can possibly think of. This guy first robs the bad guy. He robs the owner of the hotel. He doesn't know it. But once he does rob him, he lets his brother die. He kills this other guy. He kind of, you know, saves his own ass when everybody else is trying to protect him. It's pretty messed up. If you ask me, it's pretty awful. And I think everybody's dead in the end. And I think they erect walls around L.A. And then, I don't know, maybe the Kardashians start running it. I don't know. But to me, this movie worked really great as a comedy. As an action movie, you know, I'd give it a mid-grade. It's not good as a dark thriller. If you're looking to be scared or thrilled, don't worry about it. Ultimately, I liked it. And that's my review of it. I'm going to be doing more of these shows. If you guys click on this podcast, you like this podcast, I'm going to be reviewing all sorts of things. I've done a show on Clint Eastwood. I've done a show on Bridges of Madison County, the book. I've done a show on Solo, on Blade Runner. I've done a show on politics. I've done a show on marriage. So keep watching. I'll put those up as they get sort of edited and available. So if you like it, keep listening. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.